This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Mike Rosebrook with Rosebrook Farms from Beverly, Kansas. Mike, how has wheat harvest been going for you?
Oh, it's going fairly well. We've cut for 3 days, but we've had three rainouts, so it's kind of going slow.
And how much rain do you think your wheat crop has gotten since over the winter?
We was fairly dry last fall, and then we got, I don't know, like an inch or an inch and a half of moisture in December, and so things were looking pretty good. And then it was very warm and very dry for the rest of the winter. And then April was extremely dry. And then May, we finally started getting some rain, and it got cool, and that helped out the wheat quite a bit.
And talking about the rains that you've gotten, tell us about the area where you have to cut wheat.
We primarily farm in the eastern half of Lincoln County, but we also bleed into the very northwest corner of Saline County and west part of Ottawa County, and we have a little bit of ground on the very southern end of Mitchell County.
Mike, tell us about the test weights and protein and the yields. I know the wheat's been pretty good overall.
The wheat has really surprised us on the yield. I really thought the double crop was going to be about 20 bushels of the acre, and the wheat on wheat was going to be maybe 40 bushels of the acre. But that cool weather in May really helped it, and the double crop is probably running about 30, and the wheat on wheat is anywhere from about 50 to 65 bushels to the acre. The moisture on the wheat has been dry the whole time at around 10%. And then on the protein, I haven't seen a ticket, I guess, on proteins, but I think it's probably fairly decent. And then the test weight has been really well, too, like 62-pound test weight.
Have you had any problem with weeds?
They're starting. We haven't had any issues yet, but we're going to have to keep after it because they're starting to poke through.
And how many acres do you have left to cut?
We're probably about a third done, maybe 1,500 acres or so. We had a few acres get hailed out by a few storms over by Westfall, and so that's going to make harvest just a little bit shorter.
You have a diversified farm, Mike. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I farm with my uncle and my dad, and my cousin and I are all both part of this operation, and we run cattle, mainly cow-calf, and we got alfalfa, milo, soybeans, a little bit of corn, and wheat is kind of all a part of our operation.
Mike, it's certainly a family affair for your wheat harvest. Tell us about your family and their involvement with wheat harvest. I know I talked to your dad, Dan, and he was out with the hay, you know, putting the hay up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we all kind of have our areas that we're specializing, I guess, or that we're kind of in charge of. And I primarily run the sprayer, and my uncle does a lot of the drilling, and my dad takes care of the cattle, and then Jeremy helps with the planting and the hay situation as well.
I've been talking to Mike Rosebrook with Rosebrook Farms from Beverly, Kansas for the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM.